ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
Pedro Fernandez.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Let me welcome you to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network for your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's true. I am Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that belt for, get this, 28 years, 11 months, 2 weeks. We're looking at our 29th anniversary in just a couple weeks right here in 2013 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, guess what? Big night of upsets. I mean, the upset of upsets. Who would think the Mauricio Shogun Rua could get beat up by a guy with a 7-6, take it back, he came with a 6-6 record in the UFC. I'm talking about Chael Sonnen. Basically a gatekeeper, an opponent type. Of course, he went, you know, tooth and nail with Anderson Silva a few years ago and almost took away the world middleweight championship before a steroid suspension took him away for a year. Then he came back, Chael Sonnen did, fought Anderson Silva, got lit up like the White House Christmas tree and got submitted real quick. But the bottom line was, last night, you know, Chael Sonnen, he went for that takedown early. Chael Sonnen is a no-nonsense type of guy. I got to give him those props. He does talk a lot of talk, and I didn't expect him to win this fight, and it's a bit of an upset, both on in the minds of the odds makers and in the world of the UFC, because they expected Shogun Rua to end up eventually beat him and put himself in position for a 205-pound title shot with the current champion, John Jones. But John Jones has Alex Gustafsson on his plate, and after that, it'll be Glover Teixeira. So we got lots of stuff to talk about. UFC all the way up to UFC 168, December 28th, the rematch. Chris Weidman and, of course, Anderson Silva and Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate. UFC 168. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Ski here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, you all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60. While two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest, or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strike. Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. Oh! It is all over. Stand it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. Man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
The words of the late Carol Nyring. It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to welcome all our new listeners on the iHeartRadio Network, a fantastic platform. We're thrilled to be part of these 35 and 40 million people that are the iHeartRadio family. So Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, hand in hand. What can I say? 11 a.m. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Sundays. Two different shows right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the iHeartRadio Network. You get Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Boxing was done. Mixed martial art is now. Chael Sonnen, now 28-13. Take this. One draw. 7-6 in the UFC. As I said earlier, he came into this fight 6-6. A 500 fighter on a two-fight losing streak. Okay? So what? It wasn't all that impressive to me. Never was. What did he ever do? Besides going, into the fifth round leading Anderson Silva a few years ago. Not a whole lot. Talked a good game. But last night, man, guillotine choke. Stopped Mauricio Shogun Rua, 447, a round number one. It just blew me away. 21-8 is Rua, 5-6 now in the UFC, so he's got a losing record in the UFC. Both these guys came in there at 6-6. Somebody had to go out 7-6. Somebody had to go out 5-6. And Rua, man, he's got to rethink things now. I mean, if you're losing to guys like, I respect Chael Sonnen. I'm not saying I disrespect him. I just don't think he's the upper echelon of the world of MMA. I think he's a gatekeeper. He's a truth keeper. What I mean is a truth teller. In other words, when you fight him, the truth is going to be told, whether you can fight or whether you can't, okay? And Shogun Rua, I don't know if these guys, they take Chael Sonnen lightly because he talks such a good game, and they think, well, the guy's a former 185-pounder. He really, that was his peak, 185 pounds, his middleweight. Now he's fighting at 205 in light heavyweight. He's really no match for me. Yeah, well, that's sort of the way, the attitude that Frank Mir, the former USC heavyweight champion, took into that fight with Daniel Cormier earlier in the year on UFC on Fox Sports, Fox TV. He thought that, Cormier was in the wrong division. He was too small. He only stands about 5'10". He weighs about 220 pounds. Actually, a lot of that, he has, nickels and rolls of quarters in his pockets and things like that. So he's not really looking to disclose his actual weight. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier. But he says he can make 205 pounds with a coach, and he can do it the right way. He can be strong. So you got to figure that Glover Teixeira is going to get the shot at John Jones after Alex Gustafsson does. Now, Gustafsson, do I call him a live underdog? I don't know what I call Alexander Gustafsson because, he's been over there in Europe, and he's done most of his fighting over there, and I want to give him some props. He can fight. He is tall, 6'4". He's got nice long reach, but I just don't know. That's going to go down on September 21st. That'll be UFC 165. That's in the Air Canada Center in Toronto, Canada. So both these guys going north of the pond, north of the border, and Gustafsson coming in from Sweden. They should have had this fight in Sweden, man. I can't believe it. I can't believe the UFC would pass up such a mega event. I mean, Gustafson, once he loses to John Jones, will not have the luster that he has right now. Okay, but if you put him essentially an unbeaten fighter and you put him in at home in a soccer stadium in Sweden, you can sell like 45,000-50,000 tickets. I mean, this is the atmosphere. This is what the UFC does best. The UFC goes into these towns. I mean, like, they're going to go into the September 4th. They're going for a fight night. They're going to Brazil. They'll draw a good crowd down there. As a Ontario candidate, as I said earlier, the other card, UFC 165, Jones and Gustafson, they're going to draw well there. All of these cards are drawing well, and they're drawing well outside of their base, because their home base, because they started in Las Vegas. So everybody thinks of the UFC, and it's a Las Vegas type. It's not. Not anymore. So they should have took this fight with Gustafson and Jones. They should have took it to Sweden, no matter what. Even if he had to put it off for a couple of months, he still should have took it to Sweden. They didn't do that. Shame on him. Dana White, I think you blew it. Speaking of Glover Teixeira, he's going to be on the UFC Fight Night September 4th. Of course, that's on the Fox Sports 1. And Fox Sports 1 is the former Speed Channel. Now, if I sound confusing, this whole thing is confusing to an extent. So you need to go to UFC.com and go to their channel finder on their main page. And they'll tell you how to get the new Fox Sports 1 channel. Now, get this. It was launched yesterday. Okay, tonight, I believe, the Ultimate Fighter Season 18 going on tonight, the debut of that. Okay, of course, Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate. They figure this will be a cat fight for like all the weeks it's involved. And at the end, in December 28th, Miesha Tate's going to challenge Ronda Rousey for the World 135-pound championship, and she's going to lose again. I mean, Miesha Tate's talking, saying crazy things like, if I get armbarred again, I'll put a gun to my head. And of course, she's kidding, but she's training very hard to avoid that armbar. Okay, the armbar of the world champion, Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one, Triple R. Okay, but I'm going to tell you, you can't get away from it. I mean, her mother, it's inbred in her. She's inherited this. Her mother was a world judo champion. Her mother taught her everything she knows. She's been doing this since the age of 11. She's not going to get beat. Listen, Liz Carmouche slapped her in that chokehold. Liz Carmouche almost had it. What happens? Ronda powered her way out of that against a fighter who looked stronger than her. Ronda's the real deal. Miesha Tate, you're the real deal as well, but I think you're number two. When it comes to the World 135-pound championship, and, of course, that is Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, more power to you, princess. I think you're going to be the real deal, and I think you're going to be there for a long time. People say to me, you know, you hype this girl so much, blah, 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 blah. I don't think I'm hyping her. I really don't think it's hype. I really don't. I think she is a fantastic lady. I think she's got great skills. She's got a great mic. She's got it going on, man. She's got it all going on. She looks good. She talks good. And she fights even better. Okay, so that's what's happening. August 28th, UFC Fight Night against Fox Sports 1. They go to Indianapolis, Indiana, and the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And you figure Kampman and Condit, too. It's a rematch. It's going to roll pretty good. But I like this UFC 164. Former guest I had in the studio here, Benson Henderson, of course, the world lightweight champion, taking on Anthony Pettis. And this is a rematch because Pettis beat him in their first fight. I think he stopped on his submission. So Henderson has never lost. And, you know, when I brought up Anthony Pettis to him here in the studio, the attitude changed in the champion born and raised in Seattle, Washington. It changed. Believe me, he turned into a different animal at that point in time, because I did it to him. I talked to him about this on air. And then in the pre-fight, you know, we sort of sit around before we go on air and we talk about, you know, gibberish back and forth, a little gossip. And I brought up Pettis' name and he got real serious about it then. So this Pettis thing, I mean, Benson Henderson wants to go down as one of the great lightweights. I mean, 155 pounds. He wants to be the guy, okay? And he needs to erase this loss with Anthony Pettis in order to do so. What I think he needs to do is he needs to become just a little bit more intense. Put a little bit more bad intentions into what he's doing. I think he's a fantastic practitioner. Works the ground to pound well. He can box a little bit. He's tall. He's rangy. He looks good for 155. He's got the structure to hold on to that 155-pound weight class championship for a long time, no question about it. I mean, he's got all the skills, all of them, but he's not putting punctuation marks on fights. When you don't put punctuation marks on fights, it leaves people thinking, well, maybe he's not the guy we think he is. Speaking of the guy, not the guy we think he is GSP ready for an upset? UFC 167, of course, November 16th, the MGM Grand, St. Pierre, of course, fighting outside of Canada for probably the first time in a long time. Taking on Johnny Hendricks. Johnny can crack. He's like 14-1, like 14 knockouts. One punch knockout power. Okay? You know, and here's what happens. When you get in with a guy with one punch power, I'll ask Mr. Silva this. Okay? Chris Weidman can punch. Okay, I think he felt Chris Weidman's power, and as far as his strength was concerned, and he realized, you know what, I'm in trouble here. Let me try to dog him. Let me try to intimidate him. Let me try to show Chris Weidman that I'm playing with him. I don't respect him and this and that. But what did Weidman do? Stuck to his game plan. Boxing 101, wrestling 101, ground and pound 101. I mean, he just stuck to the basics, okay? He went to take Anderson Silva down. He got Silva down almost. And, of course, Silva tried to take him down. Never happened. Nobody's ever taken Chris Weidman off his feet. So for these my fellow pundits on the radio network and around the world, for you guys to say that Silva took a dive here, he wanted to lose, and he's going to win the rematch, he lost the fight in order to regain the title, that's crazy. Have you guys ever competed in amateur sports or let alone combat sports? Come on. You might want to lose a baseball game in order to set up a big rematch in a baseball game, like in your hometown or something like that maybe, but not a fight. I mean, we're not talking about losing a fight like a golf match. You know, you lost by 3 strokes. No, you got knocked the you-know-what out. You were snoring. You were sleeping on the canvas. You were horizontal. You were prone. You were done. That's what Anderson Silva was. And Chris Weidman will do the same thing again in the rematch, December 28th, UFC 168 live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour. We're talking Bellator, we're talking UFC. I'll bring in one of the best UFC writers in the world, folks. We're talking about the world of MMA with Zach Attack Young right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting. And don't forget, did I tell you? We joined the iHeartRadio Network. Check it out, iHeartRadio.com/talkradio, and then enter Ring Talk.
Do you have an idea for a new product? I'm Kevin Harrington. As an investor shark on a hit TV show and infomercial pioneer, I've launched over 500 new inventor products. I've joined with InventHelp to look for new products for TV. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. They can help you prepare your idea and submit it to companies for their review. While not every idea will work for television, InventHelp has more than 7,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. Do you want to find out how to try and get your idea in front of companies for their review? Well, call InventHelp today for free information.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. The call is free, and so is the information, so call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy.
Soulful and the greatest is a true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
The incomparable voice of Mr. Tom Bose with East Bay Soul, former Tower of Power lead. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the upset. Chael Sonnen out 28-13-1, 7-6 in UFC fights. Got his first victory since January 2012, ending a two-fight losing streak, both in title fights for the middleweight title and the light heavyweight title. Mauricio Shogun Rui submitted him. Wow. Rui now 21-8, 5-6 in UFC. Man, that happened in the very first round. Also on the card, Travis Brown beat Alistair Overeem. Yes! With a kick, KO kick to the head. That was round number one. Time was 4:08. The California kid was a winner. Uriah Faber. Right on Uriah. All the way up there in Sacramento. I was in the town in which he went to high school last night, Lincoln, California, seeing Frankie Valli. But he beat Yuri Alcantara. That was on a unanimous nod across the board. 30-26, 30-26, and 30-27. It means he got an extra point in one of those rounds. Matt Brown beat Mike Pyle. Mike Pyle, one of the guys, the actors from the Men in Black 3 movie, so I guess he's going to have to go back to acting. He's probably going to get cut from the, he's going to axe from the UFC. I think it's his third fight loss in a row. John Howard pulled an upset coming in at the last minute over Uriah Hall. That was a bit of a stunner there. And, of course, Michael Johnson winner over Joe Lauzon. I thought Lauzon was going to win. Michael McDonald beat Brad Pickett. A couple other fights on the card to stand out. James Vick defeated Ramsey Najjar versus submission. Guillotine choke. That was in round number one. So that is the UFC on Fight Night. Now, Zach Attack Young, my UFC guy, one of my UFC and boxing guys at ringtalk.com. He's on the line from Southern California. Zach, what did you think of Fox Sports 1?
I thought it was a good show. It was a very good debut for the UFC on there.
And you think you're going to be able to carry the ball?
I mean, the presentation was nice. I thought they did a nice job. It was a good beginning for the network, I think.
Okay, speaking of good beginnings, do you think there's going to be another championship run possibly for Uriah Faber, or is he just too long in the tooth?
I mean, he still is able to beat top competitors. I think he could. I'm sure he'll get one because the UFC seems to really love that guy, but we'll see.
Okay. Alistair Overeem, I guess he, Dana White found a good reason to cut him now, huh?
Yeah, I think he can't hang with the top in the UFC. I mean, I wouldn't even consider Travis Brown one of the top fighters in heavyweight, so I don't think that he's really, it seems like he can't really take a shot. He can dish it out, but once he gets hit, that's it for Overeem.
But, you know, Overeem now is, how can I put it, since he's steroid suspension, he's lost two fights, and he's lost them both with punctuation mark type of losses. And Dana White's not a big fan of Alistair Overeem to begin with because, you know, he flaunted the fact that he was on steroids. You know, he walked around and all this big, huge frame, and he showed up to UFC events on juice, knowing there was a chance he was going to be tested, but he did so anyway, so that was a bit brazen on his part. Took the one-year suspension, came back, got beaten out twice, and I think this gives Dana White a good chance to cut him. So you think there'll be a cut coming out of Overeem, or are they going to use him as an opponent one more time?
I think it'll be like one more time, but if he loses again, yeah, he'll get cut.
Okay. We're talking with Zach Attack Young, folks. He is of ringtalk.com, and he watched the card last night. Everybody seemed to be pleased with the event on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1, of course, coming back on the 28th of the month with Martin Campman in a rematch. And how good is Campman?
Kampman, I think he may be getting a little long in the tooth, you know?
How long? Like, ready to go?
Just about getting to that point, you know? I don't expect him to win that fight.
Okay. Speaking of guys that are going to win this fight, Cain Velasquez looks like I think he's going to roll over when they fight in October down there in Houston. I think he's going to roll over. I know Junior Dos Santos knocked him out once, but I just don't think that Dos Santos got what it takes to handle an in-shape Cain Velasquez.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the first fight, it was like, I mean, anybody can get knocked out like that, you know, but in the second fight, Cain just dominated him so much that I just couldn't even see how Junior could really win a third match, you know?
What about that right hand halfway through the first round, that counter right over the top, boom, boom, man, lights out almost.
He never recovered from that the whole fight,
Never recovered. Zach Attack Young's our guest, folks. He's with a boxing writer and MMA writer at ringtalk.com. We're talking about the fight night, Carlos Condit, Martin Kampman. Of course, that's going down August 28th. That'll be on Fox Sports 1 from Indianapolis, Indiana. And then we've got the rematch, and this is going to be a huge rematch. This is going to say a lot about Benson Henderson, because Benson Henderson really wants to make a statement with this fight with Anthony Pettis, this rematch, August 31st. That's the next UFC event, UFC 164 from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Lots of beer in the house. But Henderson a level above Pettis right now, Zach?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Pettis is a great fighter, but I thought Henderson kind of had the edge in their fight. That kick really, like, was an eye-popping kick that won him the fight, in my opinion. But I think that Henderson overall is the more versatile fighter.
Okay, let's go back just a second. Chael Sonnen and Shogun last night. We forgot to talk about that upset. That is a significant upset. I think it was like a 4 or 5 to 1 favorite.
I was surprised. I have to admit, I really thought that Shogun was going to win that one, but Chael, I mean, his submission game is underrated, and that's what you heard them saying throughout the night, and he proved why he has that reputation.
Yeah, but, you know, is he a gatekeeper? Is he one of those guys that if you can beat him, you deserve to go on to fight for the title, but he's not really the title guy?
Chael's not going to win a UFC title. So, yeah, I would say he is a bit of a gatekeeper. And honestly, right now, I think Shogun Hua is becoming a gatekeeper as well.
Well, didn't he lost to Dan Henderson, right?
Lost to Dan Henderson. Should have won that fight.
You think so? You know, I was there, and it was one of the few UFC events where I had to turn my face away from the screen. And I mean, I was sitting in a ringside. I had to turn my face away from the octagon because Henderson was getting punished in that fourth and especially in that fifth round. Man, he took such a hammering. And you know, Dave Meltzer and I were there, and Dave said, you probably should have gave Shogun a two-point round in the fifth round. And I didn't give him that two-point round, and that's what allowed Henderson to win it on my card. But had I judged the fight correctly, I think that Shogun should have won that fight. I think you're right.
I don't know if he should have won officially, but I think that he should have, you know, I think he had the skill set to beat Henderson. He should have been able to beat him. Yeah.
Okay. Glover Teixeira, you see much of him?
Yeah. I think he's probably one of the more legitimate threats to Jones's belt.
The real threat?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, Gustafson is he's a solid fighter, but I don't think that he'll be able to deal with Jones's wrestling.
John Jones, best fighter in MMA right now, pound for pound?
Pound for pound, I still think that GSP has proven more, but I do think that Jones is, like, right there.
But when we're talking pound for pound, though, improving more, when I think pound for pound, I think of what they have at the current moment, not what they've done. You know what I'm saying? Are they the best in their weight class? Could they dominate any weight class they were in? Who is the most dominant of all the champions? I think Jones might be a little bit more dominant than GSP. What's your take on that?
I think he's a better finisher, and he has a better killer instinct than GSP for sure. More entertaining fighter to watch, in my opinion. But I just think that GSP, you know, I mean, who's really going to beat him? I mean, Hendricks has a pretty good shot, but I don't know. I mean, after Hendricks, who's the next competitor to come up and really challenge him for that belt?
Well, then he's got to go somewhere. He's got to go up. He's got to go fight with Anderson or Chris Weidman. He's probably not going to want to do that. He didn't want to fight Anderson Silva. He tried to get Silva to come into some type of catchweight, and they wouldn't do that. But there's a big difference. People don't understand, you know,
The in boxing, people complain about the weight classes being 4 or 5 pounds apart, but you can see the difference between a 112-pound fighter and a 108-pound fighter and a 115-pound fighter, 112-pound fighter. You can just see the difference. But in the UFC, there's 15 pounds difference between 155, which is lightweight, 170, which is welterweight. That's the GSP's title. And then 185, which is Chris Weidman's title. Those guys are huge, man. We're talking weight classes. We're talking MMA. We'll talk UFC, of course, the upcoming schedule, the Bellator schedule. Evicta. That's right. Chris Cyborg Sandals is going to be in action pretty soon. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body. And I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
In the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com, you'll hear Peyton Manning share the secret to a quarterback's success.
Yeah, I kind of call it getting back to zero. And what I mean by that is when you throw an interception or you have a bad play, you can't let that play affect you on the next series. You have to, erase it from your mind and kind of get back to ground zero. And so you can go out the next series and be productive and be successful. And if you let the play before you bother you or the game before bother you, then it's only going to drag you further down.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. This is a rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system. Introducing Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides therapeutic levels of premium vitamin D doctors recommend we need every day. Stop wasting your money on pills and get with the spray. Try Bio-D Supreme today.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
At Hotels.com, the savings are so great, you won't want anyone to know. Now until Labor Day, save up to 30% plus an extra 12% off with coupon. Only at Hotels.com. See site for details and minimum booking requirements.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking to roll her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie!
smooth sounds of the Tower of Power. 45 years. They celebrated 45 years August 13, 2013. And congratulations to my man Emilio Castillo and Doc Cooper and the entire 10-man crew that is Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Heard Ronda Rousey there. She's the real deal, man. Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. Rematch going to be any different? Zach Young. Zach Young's on the line from Southern California. He's one of our MMA writers. Zach, any difference in the rematch or what?
Ronda might break her other arm instead, but other than that, I don't think so.
She's, I've got boxing guys, boxing purists, like boxing historian Ron Marshall over there in Alameda County in Northern California, and he doesn't watch any MMA, but he'll watch anything involving Ronda. He says, Ronda on the show, he'll watch with Ronda. So is she going to be the crossover star that I'm predicting that she is going to be?
I think so. I mean, she has like a personality that a lot of fighters don't have. It's different because there's not a lot of females in the UFC still, so she does have a lot of potential to be a star.
September 4th, the Ultimate Fighter Season 18 starts, folks. That's on Fox Sports 1, so that's going to rock pretty good. There's some good fighters on the card. There's males and females, but Ronda and Miesha Tate, they're going to hook it up in a rematch. Of course, Ronda stopped Miesha on an armbar, and the very first round, they're going to do it again, and Ronda and Misha's saying if she gets caught in another armbar, she'll put a gun to her head. Well, don't have any guns ringside because I think she's going to get caught in another armbar. So we talk about Henderson and Pettis. We talk about Glover Teixeira and Jones and Gustafson. Velasquez and Dos Santos, of course, that's going down October 19th. That's UFC 166, folks. All these dates I think you should circle because these are all pretty good fights. And if you get into a rhythm as far as watching these fights are concerned, start to learn the fighters of the UFC, start to learn about the world of MMA, whether you're a boxing fan or you're just getting turned on to combat sports, this is the way to do it. And I told you, they sort of give you this crack dealer mentality as far as promoting their presentation. What I mean by that is they give you three or four fights on Facebook.com. It usually starts about, I guess, about 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 5 o'clock Pacific time, they used to go to Spike TV. They're probably going to go to Fox Sports 1 now for 2 hours. Okay, and then at 7 p.m., they will go with the main card on pay-per-view, and that would go for like four or five fights. So what they've done is they draw you in with the absolute free thing on the Internet. You watch the fights. Then you watch the fights on FX cable, which is going to be, Fox Sports 1 now. You watch the 2 hours of prelims. Then, like, they've got it going. This UFC's in your blood. You want to call, guess what? You're going to order that pay-per-view. And they figure, a decent amount of people are going to do that. Don King and Harold Smith did that with boxing matches back in the day. They would put boxing matches on ABC, and that night would have fights on the old, closed-circuit TV, which is today's version of pay-per-view. But I have a feeling Cain Velasquez and Junior Santos is not going to do that well on the numbers, but it's in a good center as far as Mexican-Americans are concerned, and that's what Cain Velasquez is, Houston, Texas. So I figure they're going to sell out to Toyota Center because of the population and the demographics, but the fight's not going to be very competitive, I don't think, unless Dos Santos can come out. If Dos Santos can hit Cain early, he's got a shot, but if he can't get him early, it's going to be repeat, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll do a little better in this one, but I still think Cain has the better overall skill set.
Okay. We go back to a UFC fight night, October 26th. That's the week after the Velasquez-Dos Santos rubber match. Of course, I'm talking about Michael Bisping. Don't call him Bisping. Michael Bisping. And Mark Munoz. Mark Munoz, a former NCAA wrestling champion who was lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Chris Weidman in Chris Weidman's previous fight before finding Anderson Silva. I was there ringside or octagon side in San Jose, and I was the only member of the press that picked against Munoz. And I thought, man, when I realized it was like 30-1, and those guys had all went with Munoz, I said to myself, I don't think it's ever been 30-1. There's always been one guy that wanted to hang with me a little bit, but no. And what happened? Mark Munoz got lit up. Mark Munoz was taken apart and knocked down too. Weidman's the real deal. Tell him why.
He's versatile. A big thing that he has is the power to really hurt people, And, if you can stand with him, you're probably going to get caught and probably stopped. But if you choose to wrestle with him, he's an elite wrestler, so it's hard for anyone to really match up that well against him.
So what do you do if you're Anderson Silva and you couldn't take him down the first time and he's never been taken down in his UFC career? And will that be the big thing when will we all be jumping up and down or like sitting there with our jaws drop when he finally gets taken down?
Everybody gets taken down at some point.
But he's got 11 fights. Most guys get taken down before 11 fights.
True, true. He's an elite wrestler. I wouldn't be shocked to see him get taken down, though, but I expect when he does get taken down, he'll just get right back up, you know?
Okay, yeah. All right. Bisping and Muno, so what's going to happen there?
I think Bisping's going to get stopped.
Munoz looks pretty cut up. Munoz has been hanging on the phone and stuff, doing the internet thing with Dave Meltzer. Meltzer tells me that Munoz is in incredible shape. He's cut a lot of weight, and he's really going to be primed for this fight October 26th at UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1. That's from the UK, Manchester, the UK. So Bisping's going to get lit up at home, huh?
I think so. I mean, he's a good striker, but once he gets touched, he doesn't really seem to deal with it that well either.
Once he gets touched. We talk about getting touched, so that means getting tapped on the chin. Of course, UFC 167, St. Pierre and Hendricks going down November 16th. We talked about that. What about Tito Ortiz and Rampage Jackson? Let's switch gears. Let's go from the UFC to the Bellator Fighting Championships. In fact, you can check out Bellator at Bellator, BELLATOR.com. Did Bellator drop the ball after such a great kickoff on Spike TV? Now they're sort of like lost, aren't they?
That fight, I mean, who is that fight really relevant for? That's my question. Like, does it really matter who wins that? Both of them are kind of on the downward end of their careers, I think.
Well, but pay-per-view? I mean, you know, I mean, Michael Chandler might be a pay-per-view guy. Ben Askren, I think he's a pay-per-view guy. Speaking of wrestlers, Ben Askren is probably one of the best wrestlers in the world, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, he doesn't look like it, but yeah.
No, he's a geek with a skateboard.
Yeah, but he's dominant.
he's a monster, man. I think he could. Yeah, I think him and Chandler could step over to the UFC and compete with those guys.
I think so.
You know, I mean, people say that there's such a significant talent difference. But let's go back to the question I posed, Zach. Zach Attack Young is our guest, folks. He's featured at ringtalk.com. We're talking the UFC, MMA, Bellator. But Bellator, they had the good initial run with Spike TV the first 4 or 5 months of this year, and the numbers were okay. They were drawing like about 900,000 people, a million people following TNA Wrestling and things like that on Thursday nights on Spike TV. And then they sort of went into a recess in June or May, and then they didn't come around for a while. Then they've got spotty shows and show here and there on Spike TV. I think in order to present your product, in order to keep it relevant, you've got to keep it on television no matter, regardless of what it was. And if they don't have this stable in order to do 2-hour shows, maybe they should do this 1-hour show, Zach.
Yeah, they should just do like a Friday night fights type of thing, like what they do on ESPN.
You know, because now Bellator wants to do this Ultimate Fighter, spinoff of the Ultimate Fighter, their version, this and that. Is Bjorn Rebney missing the boat here? What's happening? What I'm trying to say is he had the momentum after season one. What happened, Zach?
I think they might have got a little greedy. I think they saw the name value in the Rampage and Ortiz, and they jumped on that, but I don't think it's a fight a lot of people are that interested in.
Okay. Zach Attack Young's our guest, folks. Cheeto Ortiz, the former Huntington Beach bad boy. Now he calls himself the People's Champion, taking on Quintus Rampage Jackson. Of course, Rampage and both him and Tito have been on the show many times in the past. But Rampage's claim to fame, besides being a great fighter in his Pride Day, the Pride Fighting Championships when they fought in a ring over in Japan, was besides being the UFC light heavyweight champion for a while as well, was when he sort of got a little nutso down there in L.A. He was dragging this giant billboard of himself around. Now imagine this. We've got a 20-foot-tall picture of Rampage Jackson. So he runs these traffic lights, and he gets the cops chasing him, and he runs with them for like an hour and a half or 2 hours, driving all around L.A. like O.J. Simpson, that slow-speed chase with Al Cowlings back in 1995. But, you know, they said he had some medical issues as far as medicine, or he wasn't reacting, things like that. But he seemed to have brought himself back as far as from that emotional cliff he was rescued from, as far as Dana White was concerned. But as far as a fighter's concerned, Rampage, stick a fork in him, and Tito hasn't won a fight since when? The 90s?
I think Tito's had a fork in him for the last few years, but he's just continuing to fight with the fork in him.
Yeah, but you know what wasn't fair, though? And I don't think it was fair that Tito Ortiz, who's a straight guy, he doesn't do the TRT, the testosterone replacement therapy, doesn't believe in that. He's a clean guy. And he fought Forrest Griffin in his retirement fight last July, I believe, in Las Vegas. And unbeknownst to him, Griffin was taking the testosterone replacement therapy, and Griffin ended up winning. I don't think that stuff is fair, man.
It's not fair. And honestly, I thought you could have made an argument that Tito won that fight. You know, it's a close fight.
Okay, Tito Ortiz and Rampage Jackson going on going on pay-per-view. I don't know why they're going on pay-per-view, but Bjorn Rebney, I mean, Bjorn Rebney's made a lot of good decisions, but I think that somehow, I don't know what happened here. I mean, he should have had something with Spike. You know what? I knew something was wrong when I asked Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com, of course, the Wrestling Observer radio show, which airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline broadcast network on Sundays. But Dave told me that Bellator and Spike didn't have nothing on their calendar after May. And it went that way for like a month and a half. And Dave was telling me, that's not good, that's not good, that's not good. And Dave was right, because the shows have been sporadic since then, and you're not seeing the consistency. And I think that Zach's right. They need to go back to, or they need to revert from a two-hour broadcast to a one-hour broadcast, even if they just wanted to take 2 hours of programming for one show and only show 1 hour one week, 1 hour the next. I mean, they can do that. I mean, because right now I think they're shooting themselves in the foot by not being on there, because people, what have you done for me lately? You know how TV fans are.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think a lot of people wouldn't really be interested in watching more than an hour anyway, so why not just cut the time? And I mean, then it'll have people excited about the next week.
Okay. Best fighter pound for pound in the world is GSP, according to you. I think it's John Jones, so we're going to agree to disagree on that. I think we're both on the same page regarding the Weidman-Silva rematch. Deja vu, ditto, 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 right?
I think so. I mean, I think that it won't be so short. I think Silva will be more cautious, but I think that Weidman will probably win the next one, you know.
Okay. Where does, if Weidman were to win that fight, where does Weidman go? The Glover Teixeira?
He'd have to move up, right, to fight Teixeira.
Yeah, but okay. But at 185, who's for him at 185?
At that point, he could maybe fight Vitor Belfort.
Yeah, I don't want, you know what, I think he'll beat Vitor Belfort, and the reason why I'm cringing is that Vitor Belfort's another one of those guys on the legalized steroids, the testosterone replacement therapy, which you and I think is a gas and illegal, but I mean, you've seen a couple of Vitor's recent fights against Bisping, he looked super.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and he's not super, he's old, and he's tired, and he's had a million wars.
Yeah, so have him find a way to get him back to the U.S. and off the TRT, and let's see how he does.
No, Nevada's allowing him to do it. Nevada will allow him to take the TRT, so it's not even fair. Zach, all the best to you, man. Hope that baby's going well, growing up real good. Say hello to your lovely woman for me. We'll talk to you real soon. I'll be looking forward to getting some of you from ringtalk.com ASAP, my brother. I thank you for your ability to write, your knowledge, your wisdom, your ability to articulate, to come on the show and tell it like it is, because not a whole lot of people can come on the air and tell and explain boxing and combat sports and MMA like you can. So I thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Pedro. Always a pleasure.
All the best. Zach Young, Zach Attack Young of ringtalk.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power doing some James Brown here, taking us to the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 28 plus years now, the longest running fight show in history, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. When he can't get through, when he asking, do you love him? Smile and kiss his cheek.
Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Well, that's the way it goes. One in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
The incredibly talented Darlene Love, born Darlene Wright. Check her out. She's on Facebook. She's got it going on. She's my favorite singer in the entire world, and she knows it. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to thank Frankie Valli for a fantastic evening at the Thunder Valley Casino last night in Lincoln, California, the hometown of the former WEC cage fighting champion. I'm talking about Uriah Faber. Lincoln, California, the Thunder Valley Casino was rocking last night. Frankie Valli, at 79 years old, put together a 2-hour and 10-minute show. Congrats to the king of rock and roll, Mr. Frankie Valli. Don't forget the Bellator pay-per-view. I don't know why you really want to remember this, except for the fact that Michael Chandler is going to be on it against Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez, I guess, didn't come through in that contract problem he had with the Bellator Fighting Championships, didn't go to the UFC. He's back. He's going to go with Chandler in a rematch, and that's going to be a good fight for the lightweight championship. That'll be on Saturday, November 2nd. That's the Long Beach Arena on pay-per-view. So I think that'll be a great fight. The Tito and Rampage fight, sometimes when you have fighters at the end of the career, guys that are both long in the tooth. I mean, you know, old dinosaurs. They put together a super fight against one another. They just do it, okay? They reach down. You know, they realize, I've got to throw balls to the wall. This is it. I've got nothing left. I've got nothing. This is it. This is my swan song. And I think that both Rampage Jackson and Tito Ortiz realize that. I think they're going to go out there and give it their all. Will it be entertaining? You can hope so. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version, of course. Saturdays, we air at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then on Sundays, we air for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank all my listeners out there on the various internet platforms, including the iHeart Radio Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, SportsByline.com, and RingTalk.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget, it is